This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب وقرآن مبين ربما يود الذين كفروا لو كانوا مسلمين ذرهم يأكلوا ويتمتعوا ويلههم الأمل
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد عباد الله اعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد عباد الله It is indeed the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aids his deen with certain types of people. Majority of them being youth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he was talking about Ashab al-Kahf, قَالَ إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى Surah al-Kahf, that it is indeed a sunnah to recite every Friday. We again and again and again recite this ayah. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking about the action of Ibrahim and how his people approached him and what he did to their idols, قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتَى يَذْكُرُهُمْ We heard about a young man who is mentioning. So the deen of Allah, through generation, through the history, was aided by the young people. And indeed it was a custom of the older generation to always object, reject, deny the message of the messengers of Allah. Not because they did not know any better, but they understood. If the youth come to the front, if the youth start leading, they may lose their position in their community and status. It was all personal. It was all about their status in the community. Dhakar ibn Hisham. Ibn Hisham mentioned in his seerah, he said, Abu Jahl came to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the middle of the night, and he waited those nights when the moon is no longer full, so no one can detect it, no one can see what he's doing. And he sat outside of the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yastami'u li tilawatihi, to hear the recitation of the Messenger of Allah in his house while the Messenger of Allah is not paying attention to him. فَمَكَثَ يَسْتَمِعُ. But after a short time, Abu Sufyan joined him. It is indeed a small house, and it is indeed one area, one side that you can only hide from the sight of the people. فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا الْحَكَمْ مَا بِكَ. يَا أَبَا الْحَكَمْ, what are you doing? قَالَ أَسْتَمِعُ إِلَى هَذَا. I want to know what this man is reciting. فَرَّقَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الشَّمْلِ الْقُرَيْشِ. I want to know this thing that he's reciting, that he's separated between the family members of Quraysh. So they decided to listen, both of them. And while they were listening to the Messenger and his recitation, another man by the name Al-Akhnas came, and he joined them, all three. At the end of the recitation of the Messenger of Allah, قَالُوا فَلْنَتَعَاهَدْ. They said, why don't we make a deal that nobody should know what we did tonight here? Nobody should know that the chiefs of the Quraysh came to listen to Muhammad and his recitation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَتَعَاهَدَ, that they will never come back and listen to the recitation of Rasulullah. But they repeated the same thing the next night, and the third night. And at the end of the third night, قَالَ الْأَخْنَسِ, قَالَ يَا أَبَا الْحَكَمْ, you see what we did for three nights in a row. مَا رَأْيُكَ بِهَذَا الرَّجُلِ, what do you think about him? Now look how Abu Jahl analyzed the situation, simply not because the Messenger of Allah was saying something that is false, something that was unacceptable, but the only reason that he rejected is because of this. قَالْ تَنَازَعْنَا وَبَنُوا عَبْدِ مَنَافِ. He said, us, which means the family of Abu Jahl, and the family of the Messenger of Allah, they were competing in the leadership of Quraysh. They say to the people, we should feed the Hujjaj, we should feed them. And we fed them. And they said, we should provide water, zamzam, for them. And we provided for them. And they said, we should give wealth, we should give hadaya, we should give sadaqah. And we did. قال حتى إذا تساوت الركب كالرهان الفرس كالرهان الفرس الفرس قالوا منا النبي ينزل عليه الوحي من السماء فأنا لنا بالنبي. He said, after everything it became like this, they said, we amongst us, we have a prophet, we have a messenger that receives revelation from the heavens. How can we come up with something like that? It wasn't because the Messenger of Allah was spreading falsehood, but because Abu Jahl, he thought he would lose his status if he accepted the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Same thing when the Messenger of Allah made hijrah to the city of Medina. Who objected him? Mainly two men, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul and Al-Jadd ibn Qais. Why? Because Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, Al-Aws wal-Khazraj, they decided, enough is enough. We have internal conflict. We're fighting with one another. We're killing our youth. We're losing everything. Why don't we unite and appoint a king who will rule both tribes? And they appointed Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul. But because the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say, while they were preparing him to be the king, and the messenger of Allah made hijrah, they said, "Ya Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul, we don't need you, we need Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." And he decided to fight the deen of Allah. Hatta annahu asbaha munafiq. So the older generation, usually, they sit on the old tradition and they try, and I say usually because it's not the case all the time. They sit on the old tradition to preserve their status. But the youth are different. Youth, they have open minds. They don't care from which tribe are you from. They don't care for what region are you from. They don't care whether you are from their tribe or from another tribe, whether you have this, allegiance for this flag or for that country. All they care about is what is the right things to do. What that thing should be done the right way. I went to one of the weddings, Ajib al-Amr. And I was not either of the party. I was not from that tribe. And I was not from that tribe. And everyone from the groom's tribe, they would come and they would sit one side. And all those from the bride's side, they would sit another side. But the children sat on a different side. So they said, "Ya Sheikh Saeed, why don't you say a kalima? Why don't you talk to this community and talk about the nikah and fada'il al-nikah?" And I say, "Look, what do you see? You see one tribe right here and another tribe right here, and in the middle you see your children. And that is the future of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the future of Ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our youth will do their job as long we are not going to corrupt them. Because this is the purpose of a lot of elder brothers and sisters. They want to live through the youth and spread the corruption. So what do our new youth need to succeed? Our youth, if they want to lead this ummah, if they want to lead this nation, and if they want to take their rightful place, they need a few things. First, they need al-ilm al-sahih. They need to educate themselves. يقول عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه في صحيح البخاري تعلموا قبل أن تسودوا. He said, learn before you start leading. We have a lot of young people who wants to become a leader today, but they have no foundations. They have no experience. They have no idea of what they're doing, but they want to lead. They want to be in the front. على جهالة. And a blind person cannot lead another blind person, my young men and women. You cannot become a leader while you yourself is ignorant. And that's why Umar ibn al-Khattab used to say to the youth, تعلموا, relax, learn how to lead. And you can never become a leader until first you accept to become a follower. You need to learn under someone who will guide you, who will lead you, and then you will lead when your time comes, bi-idhnillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're not talking about ilm al-deen only, because a lot of you think, I need to become a sheikh, I need to become a hafidh al-Qur'an, and the kitab Allah, I want to, hafidh al-Riyad al-Salihin, al-Sahih al-Bukhari, I want to know the difference of opinion among the scholars, I want to study the fiqh of Shafi'in, I want to study the fiqh of Ahl al-Hadith, I want to understand, that is acceptable and that is absolutely fine. But you cannot deprive yourself from outside knowledge as well. You cannot be a hafiz sitting in the masjid who have no idea what the enemies of Islam are planning against this deen. You cannot be a leader not knowing your place. And one of the du'a said a very powerful statement when he was addressing the congregation. And he was talking to the youth and he said, you need to understand what happened in the past. And you need to understand what is happening in fil waqt al waqi', the reality of your time. And you need to understand and forecast what it may take place in the future. And he said, ahlamu ams haqiqatul yawm wa ahlamul yawm haqiqatul ghad. He said, what were the dreams of yesterday? It is indeed a reality that we're living in today. And tomorrow's dream and today's dream is tomorrow's reality. Dreams that our fathers had for us. Dreams of the fathers, the founders of this masjid. I don't think the dream, perhaps some of them, the dreams were not this masjid to be as the way it was. But the dream was to establish something that the children, their children, can take it to the next level. So يقول أحلام أمس حقيقة اليوم. He said, the dream that our forefathers had, it is a reality that we're living in. And he said, but today's dream is something that we should leave for our children tomorrow. So what plans do you have for your children? What plans do I have for my children? Unless we learn and educate ourselves. So the first thing is, young men and women, ta'allamu, learn how to lead before you start leading. The second thing that you need to do as a young man, you need to strive and struggle. You need to strive passionately for the goal that you're living for. لا تكن إما. Don't just go with the wave. Don't just go with the move. With the movement. Just be member of what is happening. Rather, you got to take your place and live it. Live it with passion. And you have to have that. If you cannot do this, if you don't have the desire, the burning desire to lead, then you will never lead. You will never lead. No. If you're not planning every day, if you're not trying to improve every day, if you're not struggling every day to become the future leader, then you will never lead. You won't lead. Ask yourself, I came to this masjid when it was very simple. Where were you when this masjid was about to be built? Were you watching from distance? Were you watching from outside, waiting for somebody else to do the work so you can come in and enjoy it? Or were you part of the bricks of this masjid? Did you have the desire? Have you had the vision of how this masjid should look like? The activity of the masjid, your place in this masjid, or you were just waiting for somebody else to do the work for you? And that is the problem of the ummah. Our youth, they want someone else to do the work for them. They're waiting for someone else to pave the way for them and enjoy it. That's all we want to do. That's all we want to do, which is incorrect. If you were not someone who was carrying the bricks voluntarily, if you were not someone who's sweeping the dust out of the masjid voluntarily, if you were not someone who was collecting donation for the masjid voluntarily, then you have no place here. See, we just want to enjoy, you know. Subhanallah, one of the da'is, We were struggling in a masjid. He said, Sheikh Saeed, and this was kind of a long time ago. He says, it was 2008. He says, Sheikh Saeed, do you see all these people outside of the masjid? He said, yes. He said, what are they doing? I said, wallahi, they're part of the community. He said, tomorrow, they all want to be leaders of this masjid. Because that is how some people try to shine on the shoulders of others. Number three, in your struggle, don't be concerned of others. In your struggle, worry about yourself. Make sure you do your dues. Make sure you do your part. In Sunan al-Bayhaqi, عن جابر والحديث صححه الألباني, he said, we were going to jihad fi sabilillah. We were going out. And we were, as a young man, we passed by another young man who was very fit, but is taking care of his sheep. فَقُلْنَا لَوْ كَانَ النَّشَاطُ هَذَا, he said, if the activity, if the strength of this young man fi sabilillah was for the jihad of fi sabilillah, would have been that much better for him. If this young man who is a shepherd taking care of the sheep, if this young man, if he used that resource that Allah blessed him with for the jihad fi sabilillah, he would have been someone else or something else. He said the people start talking about what we said. And he got to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said, what did you say? We said, Ya Rasulullah. And he said, he was a fit young man. He was strong. He should have used that strength لِيُعِفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, for the messenger of Allah, he said, La. Teaching us how not to judge, he said, La. He said, if he was going out there to take care of his parents, فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, if he was out there to take care of his children, فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, if he was there to take care of himself so he won't need people, فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, he's indeed فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. So on your path to success, don't judge others. Don't judge others because you don't know the situation. You don't know what they're going through. Rather, you just worry about your responsibility and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid you and help you. أقول ما تسمعون فاستغفروا الله لي لكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. عباد الله, I do see some of our brothers standing at the back of the masjid, and I do see some gaps in front of you. Please move forward and make sure you give them space to rest as you're sitting down, enjoying the blessings of Allah in this beautiful masjid. Come forward, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, so your brothers would also enjoy that comfort. And remember hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who have no mercy, mercy will not be shown to them. If you will not show mercy to your Muslim brothers, then Allah may not show mercy to you. So show some mercy and allow them bi idnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala to come to the masjid. Ibad Allah, Now we understand where the older generation, and now when I say the older generation, ibadallah, do not assume everyone who is older than you, he's as bad as Abu Jahl, he's as bad as Abu Sufyan before Islam, is as bad as Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul, ma'adallah, they are older people, tabarakallah, who act like the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who try their ultimate best to do what is best for the Muslim community. And we know the older generation and they role, the role that they play. We know the role of the youth at the time of Sahaba and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now what should we do to aid these young men and women to become leaders of the future? Number one, remember where you were when you were at their age. Remember how many mistakes you made when you were at their age. I have a son, he's 18 years old, and kids, especially boys, when they do stupid things, you want to just whip them. You ask yourself, how could you do this, young man? But I remember, I reflect on my own mistakes. And I said to myself, by Allah, I was in worse situation than him. I cannot fault him for the mistakes that he's making because this is a learning process. But as the older generation, if we start judging them for every mistake, if we are judging them because they are in the journey of learning, then they will never learn. They will never learn. So we should not judge them. Then what should we do? We should encourage them. We should assist them as much as we can, bi-idhnillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should show the positive side of what they're doing. If they're trying to become leaders, help them in their journey. You know, one of the most profound memory in my life is what one man did, and I will never forget. And every time that I see a young man who's doing stupid thing, and every time that I see a young man who's struggling on his way, and every time that I see a young man who doesn't know where to go, who's lost, I remember how I was treated by one person who guided me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I also remember those who put me down. I also remember those who told me, I will never make it. I also remember what they did to me and how many nights that I slept, remembering, thinking to myself, maybe they're right. Maybe I will never become a da'iyah. Maybe I will never be able to teach Islam. Maybe I will never be able to stand in front of someone because of what they told me. Why? Because I only remember, I held on to what that man said to me. So when these young men and women on their path, on their journey of making something for them, for themselves, remember that they will remember you as well. They will remember you, that you do put them down. Or they will remember you, you held them up. And you said, they said to you, son, don't worry, you will make it the idni life, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, for the community, if you don't allow your children and your youth to express themselves freely, they will always be suppressed under your leadership that may not be the best. So allow them to be themselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you as well. Now, these three community levels, we need to remember three things. Whatever we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Very crucial. Number two, remember, the result of our effort does not come overnight. It takes time. It takes time. It takes planning. It takes resource. Number three, ya ibadullah, remember, if you may not see the results of your work, your children will see it bi-idnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us as a mu'mineen, as a muslimin, that whatever you have to do as khair, don't worry about it, what would happen to it. Move on. And he said, if you have a tree to plant, if you have a tree, little plant to plant, and Qiyamah starts, and you see people dying, it's coming, and this tree will never make it. He said, don't worry, plant it. Plant it. You could have said, ya Rasulullah, nobody's going to benefit from it. He's going to die. He's not going to make it. Rasulullah said, don't worry, it's not for you to judge. Put the seed and move on. And that's what we need to do, ya ibadullah. Put our efforts with ikhlas and sincerity and move on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. Allahumma azza al-Islam wal-Muslimin. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم ارحمنا فانت بنا راحم ولا تعذبنا فانت علينا قادر واقم الصلاه يرحمني ويرحمكم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الف لام را تلك ايات الكتاب وقران مبين ربما يود